Sports Beat Extra with Odrin Johnson on Beat.
Another week, another record breaker in the Southeast. Last month, John Slattery returned home as the Irish all-time bench press record holder following the IPF Powerlifting Federation World Bench Press Championship in Poland. The tip man, who now lives in Kilkenny, secured a sixth place overall in the 120 plus kg weight category, lifting an astonishing 237.5 kilograms. He's now preparing to represent Team Ireland at the IPF European Bench Championship in Lithuania. John, did you get a chance at all to recover from Poland, or are you straight into the preparation and training for those European Championships?
Oh, I'm straight back into it, unfortunately. So last year I had a chance to get like about 3 months of preparation after the World Championships that I competed in last year, but this time around it's very short just because of the scheduling. So yeah, no rest for the wicked, unfortunately. But sure, look, it's a great thing to be doing, and it's a great experience regardless anyway. So I'm delighted to be in this privileged position per se, you know.
And what does it feel like to be an Irish record breaker? Did you get any chance at all to let that sink in?
Oh, like I still can't believe it, to be honest with you, because like when I started doing this years, it was back in 2018, I started training for powerlifting, like the three lifts, the squat, bench and deadlift, we'll say. I got the opportunity to compete bench only because it was my best lift, but in a million years, I never thought I'd be even in the discussion for competing for my country, let alone breaking records. So it's to be honest with you, it's not something that actually really has sunk in at all. I'm just kind of going through the motions at the moment, but I'm really enjoying it anyway, and it's great crack as well, because I get to travel to places I wouldn't normally go to as well, which is brilliant.
And you mentioned there you started sort of the powerlifting in general back in 2018. Was that your first experience ever trying the bench press or any sort of powerlifting, or How did you get started altogether?
So I used to play out GA and rugby back about 15-20 years ago, and once I finished that up, I was kind of spinning the wheels a bit with the training in the gym and just not knowing what to really do. So was it back in late 2017, early 2018, I met a guy in Cashel, Gavin is his name. He was into the powerlifting himself, and he was my trainer initially. So I just randomly kind of chatted away to him, and I just said, actually, I'm able to do this lift on the bench press. And I can't remember what it was at the time, but he said, geez, we could get you into powerlifting here. And it kind of just snowballed from there on. So like my first competition was in 2019 in Limerick, and then it kind of grew from there, I've had, it must be 13 or 14 competitions, both from regional to international since. So it's been brilliant.
So you had that competitive streak in you anyway, and you had that little bit of a natural ability. But I guess how much training is involved? You enter your competition and then the competitive streak kicks in and the training scales up. How much training are you doing now?
So when I was doing the full power, it was like it was 4 days a week, kind of maybe two and a half hours. But as I'm getting, not that I'm old, but I'm getting a little older and things are kind of not moving as well. And we're just working on the bench only, kind of 3 days a week. But I'm still putting in maybe two and a half hour sessions, 3 days a week, kind of working on. It's like the strength will come when the technique is right, you know. So we're kind of just doing working a lot on technique and stuff like that as well. And then coming into the competition itself, then we try and get the weights up and get the central nervous system kind of ready for the punishment of the day, you know.
And yeah, so when you're training generally, you're not lifting, I would assume, 237.5 kilograms day. So how does that work? So you're kind of building up to that always, weekly.
So like, I suppose this, we'll say my kind of preparation for yours is a little bit truncated, but like ideally you'd have a phase where you're kind of doing a lot of volume work, kind of building yourself up, getting that kind of engine kind of working properly again. And then once you're coming into the competition, then you start kind of, we'll say, call it peaking. You kind of peak into the kind of getting your body ready for the heavyweight. So we'd start maybe at like 220 or something 1 week, and then kind of work our way up to we wouldn't be hitting 237 until competition day, we'll say, because I would be absolutely wrecked. But so it's kind of just getting the body ready kind of the last 3 or 4 weeks. But the work put in the previous 2 months before that. It's what really makes the difference. It's just the last couple of weeks is just getting the body used to the weights. So it's interesting how it kind of plays out, you know.
You know, my colleague Odrin, who usually is in this seat right now, but he made a documentary last year called Inner Strength, and it was all about, I guess, the mental strength that is needed when it comes to weight-related sports, be it powerlifting or bench press or strongman. Mm. Would you agree with that? And how much kind of mental strength do you think is needed for powerlifting or bench press or any weight-related sport?
Like some guys would be kind of like all amped up and kind of screaming and all that kind of stuff. And that works for them. But for myself, I find that just keeping my adrenaline levels nice and calm, keep everything nice and chill, have a bit of crack behind the scenes before you go out for the lift, just get myself, feel myself feeling loose and enjoying it is kind of where it's at. Because I do remember my first competition where I was kind of overly amped up. And I remember at my last lift, my legs were completely shot. I was sitting on the floor and I was just like, I was after burning myself out from kind of the excitement of it all. So I just try and keep everything kind of, you know, within the moment. And I try and soak it in as well when I'm out there. I kind of just, you know, look at the, we'll say the bench press. I kind of keep my focus on that and just kind of enjoy the moment. And then at the end of the day, we do it because we enjoy it, not because it's, you know, it's not that serious, I suppose, when it comes to it. That's how I kind of frame it myself anyway.
And is there much visualization needed? Are you kind of looking at it saying, I can see myself lifting this up, or do I sound cracked saying that?
Well, no, that's a good thing that's a good way to, if you're going positively, you'll have a better chance of doing it. Like, I just make sure that my technique is spot on. So if things aren't feeling as good, like, I just kick into my technical kind of aspect of like lifting. So like a lot of people would look at bench press going, you lie down, you press it down, you press it up. If there's any sort of a movement on it, or if there's something that isn't slightly right, the weight that you could push easily suddenly, it doesn't move at all. So I just kind of lean on my technique when things aren't 100%, because if you keep doing the same thing over and over again, you can't really mess it up, you know, or you limit the amount of, you know, variables in it. So that's how I kind of approach it anyway. It's a bit over analytical, but it's kind of how I look at it, you know.
I know, whatever works for you. I'm sure different things work for different people. And then when it comes to training for the bench press in particular, like, what other kind of exercises are you working on, or what other areas are you kind of focusing on in terms of building up the strength?
Oh yeah, like, so I suppose, like, it goes without saying, the chest and all that kind of, but in terms of, like, I do different variants on the bench press. Like, we'll say one is called a Larson press, where you lift your legs up, you don't have any leg assistance, and you're kind of working on that, trying to work on your balance. Do kind of upper back exercises, again, like triceps, biceps, anything like that, that kind of strengthens the upper body in general. Because if I end up just doing bench press, like, I'd be very kind of one-sided, and you can only get so far with doing that. So you need to kind of strengthen up the muscles that are surrounding that region as well. And I still do a little bit of lower body work as well, just to kind of keep that full body. So when I'm bench pressing, I don't just bench with my chest, I bench with my whole body
I
can. Like,
you're heading off to, is it Lithuania that you're heading off to then in August?
There's about 7 weeks, I think. No, I think it is before that competition. I wish I had about 3 or 4 more weeks, but look, it is what it is. But I'm looking forward to that one. It's actually looking very, very competitive. Like, I'm not sure what it'd be like for other weightlifting sports, but I know in powerlifting, you put in a nominated number for what you're potentially could be lifted on the day. So you can see kind of a rough idea of what the other competitors' kind of limits are. So, like, there's probably 15 competitors in my weight class, and there's probably maybe in the top 10, there's probably like 7.5 kilos separating them. So it's going to be very interesting to see how we get on there. So my goal is to get my first two attempts done, and then hopefully, not hoping on anyone fail or anything like that, but kind of waiting in the wings and seeing what's happening, and then we can kind of make a call to do that. Because I think we did that last year in Euros, and I ended up getting a bronze out of it.
Wow.
I'll be honest, I was definitely not the strongest there, but you don't have to be the strongest to win. So it was just the luck of the draw on the day. So that's kind of the approach I'll be taking again coming into the competition, whether I'm going for top 10 or top 5 or whatever. We'll make those calls on the day anyway, but it'll be good crack anyway.
So tell me, if you would like to try out bench press or any sort of powerlifting, where can people, I guess, you know, go about finding a club? I'm sure there are clubs in most towns and cities.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Like, so like a good starting spot would be on the Irish Powerlifting Federation site. There's actually a list of gyms there on the website that you can actually kind of have a look down. I think we're kind of adding Brilliant. To the list all the time. So I would say go to the Irish Powerlifting Federation website. That's a good place to start anyway. Like, we'll say there's ABS Powerlifting, there's City Gym in Limerick. There's loads of gyms. There's the Phenom. I'm probably missing out on a few here, but yeah, I just train in an old shed now these days.
But you know what? Isn't that the beauty of the sport too, that you can do so much as well once you have the gear?
Oh, 100%. Like, and to be honest with you, like, most of the gyms, like, they're still fairly reasonable. Like, I'd recommend once, if you get into powerlifting seriously, maybe get a coach, because it's always good to bounce ideas off of. But you don't need any of that. You just need to turn up into a gym and just start lifting, you know, obviously safely, of course, but it's very accessible. That's why it's grown so much in the last couple of years, from what I've seen anyway. So, and it's for everybody. Like, there's no one excluded from it.
John Slattery, best of luck at the European Bench Championships in Lithuania in August, and really, really enjoyed learning all about bench press and powerlifting and all of that. So best of luck anyway.
Thanks a million, appreciate it.